Chapter 4. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said,
"If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread."
Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple.
"If you are the Son of God,"
he said,
"throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone."
Jesus answered him, "It is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor.
"All this I will give you,"
he said,
"if you will bow down and worship me."
Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended him.
And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen."
This is 1 September 2013, 7 a.m. Last night, up in the third floor conference room, I was tired of the evil spirit posted in the alcove, and instead of firing up the grill, which I normally do, which actually I had, on my way out from finishing up from break, I just stopped there for a minute and thought for a minute, and I went, I looked at the corner and I said, "May the Lord," and I don't remember the exact words now, but I said, "May the Lord put a blockade against evil spirits in the future. In Jesus' name, amen." Or words to effect. In any event, then I walked out, and as I was walking down the short hallway to the main hallway where the elevator is, about in the middle of the short hallway, I suddenly got fatigued, and it felt like a sort of a, put it in spiritual terms, a spirit or two of fatigue, spirits of fatigue. Hit me with fatigue, I guess, right there in the middle of the hallway, and I was kind of tired. I was going on to the next job, which is in the ER, going to clean. This was after the second break, so I was going to go clean the restrooms, and of course I asked PhD Angel Gabe what was going on, and that's what he said, which I just described. And then, later on, he said, "Well, those two, that space had a demon parked there, and that one demon had two handlers to make sure that demon would be parked there and do its job, whatever that was." And later on, he intimated that it was like, just about any sin, predominantly rape, since this is a hospital full of females, and some of the horny males might be tempted to do so. So, I was never, that never thought to cross my mind. I just knew it was there, and I didn't like it. And this was months I'd been just going into the room. As soon as I see it, I fire up the grill. It gets grilled. It kind of melts into the floor. Goes away. But I'm just tired. I'm tired of it. So I just, you know. And I said that prayer. But it was more of a prophetic declaration of, this is how it is. It was more of a request, kind of. So I'm articulating this for the log. Thank you very much.
How are we going to get out of this one, Spock? We got No ship, no crew. Not the best odds.
We will do what we have always done, Jim. We will find hope in the impossible.
Let's get you patched up first, okay?
Captain, you must focus your efforts on helping the crew.
Well, that's why I need you around, Spock.
At least that's my hope.
The miserable have no other medicine but only hope.
Then he, Michael the Archangel, said, I have an assignment that I am anxiously awaiting, where I am not going to have to show respect for Lucifer anymore. That assignment is to sweep the heavens clean of Satan and every single one of his angels. We will not leave even one. From the book Angels on Assignment, as told to Pastor Roland Buck, circa 1979.
You're going to die before your captain.
Satisfied?
Proceed. Hurry up. You're running out of time.
There's just one other thing I need to tell you. You can all go straight to hell.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
what you reap is what you sow.